Live from the Wax in downtown Jackson, brought to you by WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM and the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. It's Good Morning, Greater Jackson. Now, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Mindy Bradishorta.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Good Morning, Greater Jackson. WKHM 970, 101.5 FM. Patrick O'Dowd sitting in for Mindy Bradishorta today.
They could find nobody else to host.
Put your hands together. Okay, where's Mindy?
Mindy is at a convention for Experience Jackson,
okay,
learning about some of the great things she can bring here to Jackson County.
Not that it was any of my business, but we were just wondering. She'll probably be back next month, right?
She will be back next month, yep.
Okay, Pat, what do you do at the Chamber?
I am the business development manager, so my job is to maximize the return on investment for our members.
How do you do that?
Matching them with sponsorship opportunities, advertising, just to try to help them grow their business.
Going well?
It is going well, yep. Everything in Jackson County seems to be very well right now.
Need new members?
We certainly are always looking for new members. You know, if there's a business out there that's looking to grow their exposure, contribute to the community, and join an association with over 750 like-minded business owners, then they should give us a call.
You didn't know you were one of the guests today.
I did not, but I'm always prepared.
Beautiful. Hey, we have Ken Toll here from United Way of Jackson County with Lois Dunning. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Greg.
I guess we're going to do a recap of the Float Your Cardboard Boat race.
Well, I know you're a sports guy, so we thought that might be a good way to open the show.
Let's do it.
A couple of Fridays ago, we had our 8th annual cardboard boat race, and United Way once again proved that people can indeed float around a lake in cardboard. Most people.
Some sink, though.
Some sink. We had a little fun. Actually, Patrick and I had a little fun on Facebook just prior to the event. We were talking a little bit of smack, and he was talking about how their new boat would be seaworthy. And and remind us again, Patrick, which award did you actually win?
We won the Most Spectacular Sink.
Yes.
Which, in our defense, we had two goals, either win the race or win the most spectacular sink. So
we
did accomplish our goal, Ken.
It was spectacular, and congratulations. We got nothing but respect.
The Edmund Fitzgerald Award.
It was not good. We didn't even make it to the first turn, but it was a lot of fun, and what a great community event.
Yeah, it's about more than the boat, definitely. But the boat is a big part. Actually, Western Schools won, so congrats, Mike Smita, and your great team. I know those kids worked hard on their boat, and they had a ball paddling around. But, you know, that boat race is just to remind people that fall is when United Way gears up, when we ask people to help the community, and it is that time of year again. So we are asking you all to please chip in and give, because a few dollars every week adds up to something huge, huge change in our town.
So what are the goals this year, Ken?
Well, the goal is to get 5,000 households on a pathway to financial stability by 2025. We no longer have a one-year goal because our work is about poverty, and pulling people out of poverty is not a quick fix. It's a very long systemic process, but we believe we can get 5,000 households in an improved status of living, much less stress, much more comfort, much more ability to pay taxes and contribute instead of drawing public benefits. And if we can do that for 5,000 households, this community is transformed in a big way.
That's been kind of your goal for the last several years.
Yeah. We
identified. How would you assess it?
Yeah, it's going very well. We've got a few new things in the works, like our JobStar program is now serving hundreds of folks in companies at work sites, and that's making a tremendous difference. We've got some new programs. Lois is going to talk about a new program we're about to start up. So we're doing some of the old and some of the new, and together we are seeing big results.
So do you have a campaign theme?
Our theme this year is give as much as you can because we need it.
Give a lot of money.
Exactly. Okay. This is a big year for us. There's a lot of opportunities. We will be releasing new funding proposals next July 1, so the more money we have in the pot now, the stronger and the more new programs we can fund at that point. So this is really a critical year, and we're just asking people to dig deep this year.
So Lois, tell us about your program.
Thank you. I run the Energizing Education Program. We work with schools in Jackson County to help children who aren't reading at grade level to reach grade level. We work with kindergarten through third graders. So one of the stories I'd like to share is I worked with a first grader 2 years ago. She came through our program. She was timid, shy, struggling with reading. She went through our program. She graduated by the end of the first grade out of our program. And I would see her periodically in the hallways in second grade last year as I was in the schools and whatnot, and she would come out of her shell. She was a lot more confident in her reading. But not only that, her teacher told me at the end of the year last year, at the end of second grade, after being a year out of our program, she was the top reader in her class. So she went from one of the lowest in her class in first grade to being a top reader. And then I saw her the first week of school. I try to visit every school, and I saw her in the hallway. She came up to me, running up to me, gave me a hug, and was like, guess what? I read every day this summer. Every day.
Sweet.
So, you know, we're not only are we making a difference with those kids, they're also developing a love of reading so that they can learn for a lifetime. So it's very exciting.
Maybe I should ask Mike Smita, but how are kids read? How's the reading level? Aren't they down for young kids?
Yes. So across the board in Michigan and really everywhere, reading levels are lower. So we are struggling, and we're working very hard in Jackson County to make sure that every child, by the time they finish third grade, are reading at grade level.
And Ken, it's critical, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that your chances are about 15 times more likely to end up in prison if you don't read by fourth grade than if you can. And you're much more likely to wind up on public benefits if you don't learn to read by fourth grade than if you do. So there's clear data that it sets a tone for your whole lifetime.
What can our studio audience, what can, or anybody out there listening, what can they do, Lois, to help Energizing Education?
Well, if they would like to volunteer a half an hour twice a week to a school, we would love to have you. We have a program all set up for you. It's very simple. Just come in and read with a student for a half an hour twice a week. We would use everyone we can get.
And they would just call the United Way then?
Yes, absolutely.
Or the website?
Or the website.
They can call or they can hit our website, uwjackson.org, and there's information about volunteering there as well. We have a new program we're starting up as well. We plan to start it up very soon. We've been talking with a prison here in Jackson about starting it, and the goal is really simple. Prisoners who behave well earn a privilege, and their privilege is that they can pick out a book and read it on tape to their child at home. And then United Way volunteers records that, transcribes it onto a little USB drive, and mails the book and the drive to the kid, so the kid can actually hear their parent reading to them. And it allows parents, even when they're incarcerated, to participate in their kids' literacy, because sometimes kids just need, you know, a curl up on their parents' lap and hear them read a book. That makes a huge difference in the kid's development. So we're really excited about this program. It's a win-win, and Lois is working hard to recruit some volunteers who will actually go inside the prison and record recordings of prisoners reading to their kids.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It's called Staying in Closer Touch, and it's already implemented in Washtenaw in three prisons there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just sort of following in their footsteps.
So, Ken, as you kick off your campaign, what do people need to know?
Well, the campaign is going very strong. Thanks to our early campaigners, Consumers Energy is looking really, really good. They may hit their massive goal, which is always good news for us. The schools have gone out. Most of the schools, including Western and Jackson Public, have done extremely well this year. But there's a lot of companies still in flight. So you need to know, first of all, if you work at a company where they do ask you, pledge an extra buck or two a week. You can afford it. If you're working, it's not going to kill you. But it makes a tremendous difference in someone else's lives. And if your company doesn't ask you to give, go to HR and ask them why not. It's really simple to run a United Way campaign. Even if three people work there, we can set it up. Finally, if that fails, go to our website, uwjackson.org. You can make an outright gift, or you can say bill us every month or every 2 weeks or whatever fits your schedule. If you want us to bill you $5 every 2 weeks, you can join that way too. But again, every dollar helps. And if everyone does something small, we can make a huge change in Jackson.
How about individuals?
Again, they can go to our website and give. They can volunteer or advocate. Learn more about why kids need to read by third grade level. Our website is full of blogs, and you can read all kinds of stories about what we're doing. Find one that touches your heart and learn more about it, whether it's domestic violence, child abuse, poverty. There's a lot of great information out there, and the more you know, the more you can be a force for change when your voice is needed.
So did you set a monetary goal, or is it just the more the
merrier? As much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. We're planning. Last year we raised about $1.5 million. That's our current community campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got $11 million in additional aid, which was for utility assistance. So there's a lot of interesting things happening at United Way. It's hard to put a single goal on it because money's coming in from all different ways now. But the community campaign is the critical piece. Those dollars are undesignated. They allow us to do great things. And we'd love to raise $2 million this year. So I'll say that. How about that, Greg?
There you go.
Our goal is $2 million.
At least.
And so I need you to
breaking
get
news right here on Good Morning Greater Jackson.
Hey, thanks, Kim, for coming down.
Appreciate it.
And Lois, good job with that program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ken Toll, Lois Dunning.
Greg, tomorrow we've got our regional Off the Clock. Have you ever been to a Off the Clock?
I have.
It's our premier networking event
tomorrow. One of my favorite days.
Good times, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to be out at Galling Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Chelsea, and we're going to have 10 other area chambers of commerce, so an opportunity for our members to network not with just members of the Jackson Chamber, but 10 other chambers. Special thanks to our title sponsor, CP Federal Credit Union. They do such a wonderful job in the community, but that's tomorrow night, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., our regional Off the Clock.
Now I have to ask you, why are you going to Chelsea?
Well,
and then Washtenaw County?
We have listened to our members, and the members of the Jackson community have said that they are regional businesses. They do business with other businesses outside of Jackson County. And so collaboration is the key these days, Greg. So we're working with 10 other chambers of commerce, trying to make sure that our members are connected to other chambers throughout the state, giving them an opportunity to grow not only locally, but regionally as well.
Okay. That's I knew you had an answer for that.
I told you I have an answer for just about everything.
Who's our next guest?
Our next guest, Beltone Hearing owner Susan Waite. Beltone provides hearing aid sales and service. They cover anything to do with ears, evaluations, exam. Sue has worked in the industry for 30 years and has owned Beltone for 23 years. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Why is hearing health important, Sue?
Hearing health is very important. There are 38 million people in America that have hearing loss. So I got to put this up closer. I'm new at this. And that's 12% of our population. So early detection is very crucial to the intervention of getting help for your hearing to minimize the effects of what hearing loss causes. Hearing loss causes people to be isolated. It's very frustrating for someone who has hearing loss. It's also very frustrating for their loved ones, for the people that are around them. And so early detection and intervention are crucial in minimizing what this can do to you.
How do we know that we are losing our hearing or we have an issue?
There's a lot of warning signs for hearing loss. The first one would be, what? And you'll notice you're turning up the volume of the television. You might be sitting at a table and starting to lean forward and put your hand up to your ear to create your own little mini ear horn. And you're not hearing good on the phone. And people may tell you, you know, why is your TV so loud when you don't realize it is? So there's a lot of different warning signs. People will seem to mumble. You'll think, well, they're mumbling to me. That's why I don't hear them. So there's a lot of warning signs that when you start to experience them, it's a good idea to go in and have your hearing checked.
So who needs a hearing test?
Anybody and everybody. You know, we go in for your annual physical, and you have your blood pressure checked, you have your cholesterol checked, they draw blood to do different tests on your blood, and usually people have their eyes checked. Maybe not every year, but every couple of years. Hearing should be also one of those checkups you should be doing, because your hearing is a vital sense that you don't want to lose.
So what about kids? How do we figure out kids that are having hearing issues?
Well, with children, before they leave the hospital, they have a hearing test. They have a device that they can administer to newborn babies to be able to measure if they're hearing or not. So nowadays, they can detect it very early. If it doesn't get caught there, you know, parents are watching for when their children are starting to learn to speak. And if it doesn't get caught there by the time they reach school, most teachers know how to recognize this. Years ago, we didn't have those advantages. So a lot of people went with, they had hearing loss that was untreated because nobody noticed it. You know, someday a teacher might notice that they're in the back of the room and they're trying to go like this to be able to hear the teacher, and then they start to notice that that child's not hearing. So, but we do some testing on children. More so, we refer a lot of our testing on children to people that specialize in that more. So more of our clientele are people anywhere from their 40s, 50s, 60s, and on up.
So they used to have, I know in the public schools, they would have a hearing test for kids once a year. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Yes, they still do.
Okay.
I don't know how thorough it is. I think some of the kids can kind of fake their way through it. Mm-hmm. So, but they still do that too as well.
That would
in the
be
schools.
A shock, wouldn't it? Hey, tell us about Beltone, your company.
Beltone Hearing Aid Center is part of a bigger corporation out of Chicago, Illinois. They've been around for 80 years. At Beltone, we do all kinds of things. We do hearing testing. We do hearing maintenance. We also do earplugs for kids that might have tubes in their ears to help with swimming so they don't get water in their ears. We do earplugs for musicians or just for people that are working in noise. We have assistive listening devices to help people if they need help with listening to their television or if they need a louder telephone. We work with some phone companies that can get people phones that have that where they can read what people are saying as well as hear it, so it helps them with that. So we do a wide range of things. Anything to do with the ear, we try to help you, and if we can't, we refer you to a specialist who can.
Okay. Maybe not too long ago, hearing aids used to, you know, it looked like a catcher's mask on your ear or something like that. The new technology is amazing, isn't it?
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 30 years, so I've seen a lot.
You've seen it all.
I've seen a lot. And in 30 years ago, most people, their hearing aids were sitting in a drawer. They weren't wearing them. It's not like that anymore. Hearing aids today are very cosmetically appealing. Nobody sees that you're even wearing them. They can either be behind the ear or in the ear. But the technology in them, you're wearing a mini computer in your ear. Hearing aids today will connect to your iPhone or your Android phone. When your phone rings, if you're wearing two hearing aids, you're hearing in stereo on your phone. You talk about having a clear conversation. And you can adjust them that way. You can turn them up. You can turn them down. You can change program settings. They have a little mini equalizer built into them. So you can adjust your low tones, your mid tones, your high tones. You can even have your hearing aid programmed from far away. We have a feature called remote care. We have a patient that is a doctor, and he's here 6 months of the year. He spends the other 6 months in his home country of Iraq. We can program his hearing aids while he's in Iraq.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
We can. Through the computer,
that's
through
crazy.
The technology we have today, he can log in.
Can you drive
in.
Him crazy?
We don't want to do that.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool technology. It's come a long way.
Wow, that's amazing. What about insurance?
A lot of insurances cover, and a lot more don't. We do have a wonderful insurance billing specialist in our office that's happy to check for anyone. One nice thing about Beltone, because they are such a large worldwide corporation, that we have many programs we call managed care programs. Beltone has reached out to different companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana, United Healthcare, just to name a few. And we have programs with them that will allow people to be able to get hearing aids at a more affordable cost.
So talk about cost. I imagine it runs the
It can be
gamut.
Several hundred to several thousand. It just depends, you know, just like anything. But the main thing is, even for people that feel like they can't afford a hearing aid, we have programs available to help them to get
you
help
plans,
for their hearing.
Right?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we work with a lot of different organizations to help with get help for people. We even have a foundation at Beltone to be able to help people to get hearing aids for free. So we don't turn anybody away.
So, Sue, do you need to see a doctor before you see you guys, or how does that work?
You don't have to. The first thing we're going to do, when you call for a hearing evaluation, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to check your ears. We're going to do a thing called video otoscopy, which is where we take an otoscope, we look in your ear, and we're going to put it on a big monitor that's up in our offices, so you're going to see what we're seeing. So the first thing we look to see is if you have a nice clear ear canal, we don't see any wax blockage, we don't see any sign of infection, you know, we don't see any perforations in your eardrum. If we see that right from the start, then we're going to refer you to either your family doctor or an ear, nose, and throat specialist. From there, you're going to have some tone testing done. We're going to do two different kinds of tone testing to determine what type of hearing loss you have. Tone testing is where you hear a tone in your ear, different frequency levels at different decibel levels, so that we can determine if there is a hearing loss or not. After we do that, we're going to do some speech testing to see how well you can understand without amplification and with amplification to see if you are a good candidate for a hearing aid. Then we actually put hearing aids on you so you can actually try them in the office to see what they feel like, what they sound like, and learn more about them. And from there, we discuss a plan to help you and go from there.
So the people in this room probably a percentage have some hearing loss that that should be dealt with, right?
They probably do. And having a hearing test is...
Do you hear that, Lisa? Okay.
If you have a hearing loss, it doesn't hurt to have a hearing test. It's painless. We don't draw blood. We don't do anything bad. It's kind of fun, and it's you're very involved. If you bring someone with you, we use their speech, their voice for some of the speech testing. So it's fun. It doesn't hurt. Come down. We have three locations, one in Jackson, one in Brooklyn, and one in Mason, and there's no charge for an evaluation.
Where are you here in Jackson?
We're located at 2404 Wildwood Ave, right next door to Blair Tire.
Beautiful. Thanks, Sue.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you for having me. I'll be over here if anybody has questions.
Sue Waite, longtime owner. What's coming up October 3rd, Pat?
It's a big event. We've got a world-renowned, best-selling author, Tony Wrubleski. He's the author of the Mind Capture series, and his latest book is Trailblazers. So Tony will be in town to talk about strategies, leadership lessons to boost your career. That's 7:30 a.m. at the Commonwealth Commerce Center. Tony Wrubleski. Leadership lessons to boost your career, Greg.
He's going to be on our show here, I think, this week.
Wonderful.
There you go. Joining us right now, Ryan Lamar's dad. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Kevin Lamar, independent branch leader and financial consultant for Charles Schwab.
That's right.
But you've been in high finance around here for many, many years, right?
Yeah, I've been in the Jackson area over 30 years as a financial advisor, and excited that last December, Max Rapley and myself here opened up a new Charles Schwab office in downtown Jackson, right in the La San Louis, right downtown here.
Well, give us a little background on Charles Schwab.
Well, Charles Schwab has been around for 40-plus years. They started, back in the 70s as a discount, bare-bones stockbroker back in the day.
When they started, it was a dollar a holler, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, it was all about the lowest costs. They've morphed and evolved over the years. Now we're a full service brokerage firm, but the beauty is they've kept the cost extremely low, and made their services available to everyone. And that's one of their mantras, is to keep expenses, to keep costs low, and it really benefits investors.
So tell us about Matt, or let Matt tell us.
Max.
Boy, my hearing is just Susan. Terrible.
Yes, set him up an appointment.
Stay there, Sue.
Yeah. So Max Rapley, like I said, joined me when we opened the office here in December. He wasn't a broker at the time, but Max passed all three of his exams on the first try, as we would expect from any Michigan State graduate. So he did an awesome job, and he had an economics degree from Michigan State, and he's up and running now and doing financial planning and helping people around the community with investment plans.
So you do financial planning, and what else do you do, Kevin?
Well, we do everything, but one of Schwab's main goals is we think everybody should have a financial plan. One of the misconceptions is that you need to have a lot of money to have a financial plan, and nothing could be further from the truth. Really, probably the less money you have, it makes more sense to have a financial plan, because the people that have a plan, a written plan, are the people that achieve their goals. And that's where Max and I can sit down with people. It's not a super complicated process. It really isn't. You know, and you know, what we want to do is, you know, show you what you can achieve with just consistent, you know, small savings over time, and let time work for you. As most of you know here in the room, you know, that's one thing that we can't slow down. Time goes by. And, you know, you don't have to have a lot of money to start. The idea is to do it on a regular, consistent basis and have a plan. And that's really, you know, one of Schwab's main goals, is that everybody should have a financial plan.
And you'll thank yourself if you do that in your 20s.
You really will. I mean, honestly, even though I've been in the business 30 years, I didn't get serious till my 30s. You know, and I tell younger people, you know, your first job out of college, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a company that offers you a retirement plan, take full advantage of it, because those younger years, the compounding of your money over time is, you know, Einstein said the eighth wonder of the world. So it's true.
And, you know, I don't know about a lot, but many companies don't offer a retirement plan anymore, but they'll have a 401.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And if your company doesn't offer a plan, or you're a small business and you want to look to start a plan, Schwab has a lot of solutions for you. You can start, you know, a simple 401k plan. You can do your own IRAs. You can now contribute $7,000 or $8,000 to an IRA. So the limits have gone up. So you can do your own plan.
So do you like the market right now?
The market, you know, the market's back to pretty much an all-time high. And it's kind of remarkable when you turn on the news every day and you never know what was said overnight. But the market just kind of marches along and does its own thing. And it's really about profits and, you know, the economy overall. And really, the U.S. economy is in great shape. It really is.
Good deal.
Yeah. I always say, if you see building going on in downtown Jackson, you know the economy is
in good
shape.
A lot of financial planners around. What might make you guys different?
Well, again, I think, you know, we try to simplify the process. It's not a big, you know, drawn out, you know, hours upon hours of you know, questions and answers. And another thing I would encourage people to do is go to Schwab.com. There's a lot of interactive information right on our website, and it's free to use. And, you know, if you don't like the idea of, you know, sitting down with Max or I or an individual, but, you know, you still like the idea of having a plan, I would encourage you to, you know, go to Schwab.com. The technology's good. There's a lot of interactive information you can use for free. And it's very good.
Max, did he miss anything?
You got it.
You got it all? I'll cover. How about the chamber? You've been a long-time chamber member, haven't you?
Well,
or
long
what,
time
a half since, hour?
Yeah,
this, anyway?
Since December, but I will say this.
Since December?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
welcome to the club.
Yeah. Well, we opened in December, Greg, so from day one.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
Okay.
But I will.
But you've been around for 30.
And my former company, we were a member of the chamber, but
right,
we didn't really use the chamber. And, you know, I'll admit that was a mistake, because Mindy, Pat, Sarah, I'm impressed with the Jackson Chamber. I mean, events like this, the newsletter, the like Pat was saying, some of the marketing materials that they, their email blast. I've been really pleasantly surprised with how proactive our Jackson Chamber is. And any business that's not using it, it's a bargain.
The big question, can you get us tickets for the game tonight?
You know, Greg, I looked on StubHub, and for some reason, Tiger
tickets. No, I mean free tickets. Come on.
Well, they're about free on StubHub.
They should be.
They're $6 or $7, but I think there's plenty of seats available for the game tonight and the next couple nights. So,
Ryan excited about getting back with Minnesota?
Yeah. He really, you know, his wife's from Minnesota, and, you know, he was on the team last year, and, you know, he's thrilled to be back there, and hopefully they're going to clinch here in, you know, while they're in Detroit, which would
they
be really
exciting.
They
could clinch tomorrow,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah,
I think
they could.
The earliest. But.
Yeah, so we're excited for him.
Yeah.
Get a chance to be with a team that clinches a division championship.
Exciting, and his first Hip back was a home run.
In Tiger Stadium.
That was amazing.
Yeah. And the story is his uncle caught the ball.
Yeah. So how do people get a hold of you?
Again, Charles Schwab, downtown on the Lost St. Louis, 879-2097. You can just...
free initial consultation?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Come on in. Talk to Max or I. Call, set up an appointment. But if you're downtown and you want to stop in, see our office, we welcome everybody.
Kevin Lamar, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks, Craig.
Close personal friend of Charles Schwab. We take a break for news here at 8, and we'll be back with part 2. We're at the Weather Wax Hall in downtown Jackson on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Sir, children of fire.
Now back to Good Morning Greater Jackson with Greg O'Connor and Mindy Bradishorta.
Welcome back. Weather Wax Hall, downtown Jackson.
Newly renovated Weather Wax Hall.
Brand new floor. It really looks nice.
I tell you, I seen the pictures yesterday, and coming in, it just the pictures do it no justice. It's absolutely spectacular in here.
Our next guest is Vic Shiro. He is the chief executive officer, owner of Vito's Espresso. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Tell us about Vic. What do we need to know about Vic?
Well, I was born at a very young age. Oh, tough crowd.
Well, tough crowd. You got that right.
Yeah. So let's go with why did we come to Jackson to open Vito's Espresso? How about that?
Well, wait. You just got born.
Well.
Where were you born at?
Jersey.
Jersey?
Yeah.
All right. Jersey boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd you end up here?
Skip ahead a couple of years.
There you go. Look at that. You got
what exit?
You got blood out here.
Nice.
So where at in Jersey?
Bergen County.
It was
in the North Section.
Springsteen's birthday yesterday.
That's right.
You probably knew
I
that.
Celebrated.
Yeah, you probably did. How did you end up here?
All around the bend. I joined a ministry team in Lansing, Michigan, where I met my wife, and then went all around the country for about 30 years, and then came here because this is where our one of our sons is.
Okay.
And as far as the business goes, Jackson at the time had no third wave coffee, so we decided this would be a great place to bring it.
Third wave coffee.
What's Vic? Third wave coffee?
That is a great question.
Thank you.
So third wave coffee is a movement to provide high quality coffee as an artisanal beverage.
Wow.
Rather than just a commodity.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's going really well. I knew it would be a learning experience and a learning curve for us, not only as Vito's, but also as Jackson, because in large part we're re-educating a little.
So, you know, I don't drink coffee.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can help.
It's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else you got going on over there?
Well, that's a great question, too.
Thank you. I may not get through this.
I may not get through it. All right, so we have breakfast selections, lunch selections, and as far as beverages go, we have...
Besides coffee, what do you have?
Yeah, hot chocolate.
Oh, that's good.
That and we have Italian sodas and lemonade.
Okay.
Fresh made all the time.
I think, I'm a non-coffee drinker, Vic, as I told you the first time we met, and I never expected to go back into your shop, to be honest, but
wow.
One of the things,
you are bold.
I thought it was just a coffee shop, you know, and I don't drink coffee, but the experience that you bring to the situation. So you were able to make me, I think it was an East Coast creamer or something like that. That was delicious.
Cream. But, also known as a chocolate soda.
Just being able to come in and learn from you and hear about your passion, I thought that was something that was going to add to Jackson, your passion and your education and just the experience of going in Vito's, I think, is what's going to draw a lot more people in.
I think so, too. We try to make it very inviting. We look at it as our home, especially since we spend more than 12 hours a day there. So when you come in, it's a lot like walking into our house because we treat it like that. One of the other things that we have as far as non-coffee beverages are fruit smoothies and one of the largest selections of loose leaf teas here in Jackson.
So what do you have for breakfast?
Quiche. And lots of muffins. We're pretty proud of our muffins. A lot of people come in and get those every day.
Desserts.
Well, some of our favorites are tiramisu, cannoli, baklava, but we also have things like fresh cookies, dessert bars that you might remember mom making at home.
Homemade stuff?
Oh, yeah. We make it all in-house, yeah.
Wow. Lunch?
Lunch, hot paninis, cold wraps, homemade soups.
So your hours are what, Vic?
7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
So how's it going? You're over on Wildwood, aren't you?
Yeah, right near Lawrence.
Near Beltone.
Yeah, near.
How's your hearing?
Yeah, what?
Oh. Sue, I'm trying to get you some business here.
Yeah, we deliver to Beltone quite a bit.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
So things are going well?
Yeah. Yeah, we're joining up with Grubhub here really soon, as soon as they come into the area. And one of the things that we also do that we're really excited about coming up, you have parties coming up, and you're at home, and you want to enjoy your guests, so have Vito's bring the food and the coffee and the desserts, or just the desserts and the coffee.
You'll just bring them over?
We can do that. Or you can pick them up.
It's called catering, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't tell my wife.
Okay. She doesn't like that.
She hates that word. Right.
Super.
Yeah.
So are you on the internet?
We
are. Can people look for you?
Vito'sEspresso.com, and there is no X in espresso.
Really?
Yeah. I know. That's a common misconception.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Glad things are going well for Vito's. Espresso. Vic Shiro.
Vito's. Wonderful service. So October 17th, Greg, we've got Jaxpo coming up. Jaxpo. We only have, Jaxpo fans. We only have two booths left out of 82. So we are a near sellout. That is... Our Jaxpo committee is wonderful. We have certainly a lot of wonderful volunteers that help make the chamber what it is today.
Beautiful. October 17th. Joining us right now, and from, are you from Chicago, Johnny?
I am. Yes, I am.
Johnny Telos and Mark Delius.
Thank you.
We're going to try this again, Mark.
Yep. Let's...
Transportation Audit and Recovery Services. So what is it, Johnny? And get that mic right
up. Okay, yes. Transportation Audit and Recovery Services, or TARS as we call it, is a company that audits companies' FedEx and UPS invoices for late shipments, bad accessorial charges, things of that nature. We get credits put back on the client's invoice, and then we charge a percentage. And the best part about it is if we don't get you a credit, we don't charge anything.
And there's no catch.
There's absolutely no catch. There's no sign-up fee, no monthly fee, no fee to quit. Let us look at your invoices. If there's refunds to be had, they go directly to your account, and then we'll bill you after the fact.
I know when...
Why wouldn't everybody do that?
Exactly.
It's just...
Well, I was...
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it actually is. My hardest thing that I always tell people is convincing company owners and companies that there absolutely is no catch to this. I can't tell you how many times I've pitched an owner of a company and they look back and they go, why shouldn't I do this? Or what's the catch? Or why, you know? So, you know, that's the thing. I worked for FedEx for 15 years. So I saw that there was a lot of money, you know, falling out of the bottom for a lot of companies. That, you know, it's really hard to pay attention. The more shipments you ship, not many companies out there have the resources to really watch every shipment, make sure everything's on time. So I knew that there was a need for the service, and when I started going and exploring the space out there, I realized that most companies in the space were like going after big, gigantic companies. And my customer base, nobody was calling on them, and nobody was calling on the smaller companies. And I thought, like, smaller companies are the ones that need these refunds the most. So it was just a great, and things have changed, obviously, since, you know, we've been in business around 6 years now. So there's a lot more competitors, but, and they are calling on, you know, smaller companies. But it's just a great service, and it's the kind of service that, you know, every company needs, I think.
What kind of companies are losing money?
I would say, and this is the an absolutely truthful statement.
A community like this.
This is a very truthful statement. Every single company that ships small packages with UPS or FedEx and is not watching every single one is losing some money. And, you know, and this is the thing about it. You know, you can audit a company's invoices, and 1 month there'll be one late shipment. And the next month will be 10 or 15 or 20. It's so it varies, you know. It just depends on conditions, I guess.
Are we talking pennies, dollars?
Oh, we're definitely talking dollars. And obviously, the more you ship, the more shipments will be late, the more bad accessorial charges will be tacked on, the more credits we will get you, actually.
So how'd you get hooked up with Mark?
I don't know if Mark wants to tell this story, but we actually met on a plane coming home from Vegas. Nothing.
Go figure that one out.
Nothing crazy. I like to tell this story to people because I think it's a good story. You know, we just started talking and he was asking me about my company. I was coming back from a trade show and he loved the company. And a lot of people that I tell the concept of the company to think that's a great idea. I love that because there's no catch and it's, you know, 100% performance based. So Mark liked the idea and we started talking and found out he lived here in Jackson and that wasn't too far from Chicago. So, you know, we started working together, and Mark's been amazing. He's just like, you know, a ball of fire, this guy.
And so Mark, how's it going?
It's going great. You know, it seems like now that I've gotten a couple more accounts, the word's getting around, and it's...
How do you get in the door? Is that the whole key?
That's the hardest thing. It's getting in front of that decision maker. It's the hardest thing. That's tough. So if you guys are listening, you know anybody, you know, give us a call.
So it's tough to get that meeting, or?
It's tough to get the meeting. You know, it's tough to get behind the receptionist, you know, the gatekeeper. But once you get to the owner and you tell them the concept, they understand it, and it's great. You know, like I said before last time, Lomatics in Jackson, you know, the owner couldn't figure it out. The CFO couldn't figure it out. But Johnny and I, we went in and we talked to the president, and the president says, this is a great idea. Is there any hitch? We go, no. And they signed up that same day. And now they're getting checks once a month for Lomatics.
That's crazy.
It is. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's a great concept. The thing that I love about it is it's 100% performance based. So it's a pretty easy sell from that perspective. You know, we should run a little.
So you take the extra money and then you take a cut?
Yeah, well, actually, it works like this. When we get a client a credit, for a late shipment or an accessorial charge, it goes directly to their account. So, you know, it's perfect. We don't deal with any refunds or any money or anything of that nature. We get the credit put to their account and then bill them after the fact, a percentage after the fact. We send them a detailed invoice with the tracking number information, all the shipment information, why it was credited, and then our percentage, our fee, which is 50% generally for most shippers. But we should, you know, run, since we're in Jackson and we're on the radio here, and we should run a promotion that any client that signs up in Jackson, we'll give them the first month for free. Absolutely for
first
free.
First month free. How do they get a hold of How will they get a hold of Mark?
Get a hold of Mark. Mark can, you know, we'll help sign them up. It's pretty quick and easy to sign up. All you have to do is, you know, we get in through the online billing. Most companies today get their bills via the FedEx or UPS online billing. We get in as a user, and when the bills become available, we download them automatically. So, like, once a client signs up with us, it takes a couple minutes. They don't ever have to think about it again. It's like set and forget, which
so it's
I love.
Not private information?
No, absolutely not. It's absolutely not. That's why we have a company create a user for us, and they're the administrator, so they have full control of the whole account and everything. They can cut it off at any
time. Things you can't do?
Well, there's probably a lot we can't do. But one of the things that it's kind of morphed into is since we started auditing the invoices, a lot of our clients would say to us, hey, can you look at my rates and possibly get me better rates? And so the company has kind of morphed into a contract negotiations company because I would look at everybody's agreements and think, these rates are horrible. I'm sorry, but, you know, yeah. In most cases, people, they neglect that
aspect.
You
mean with the shipping company?
Yes, with UPS or FedEx. Okay. The rates are far below benchmark where they should be. So the company just kind of morphed into then a contract negotiation company. So for a lot of our audit and recovery clients, you know, we'll benchmark their rates after a certain period, after 90 days or 6 months, and, you know, then approach them and say, hey, you know, your rates are far below where a shipper of your average should be. So we negotiate contracts as well. That's one of our other big services, and that's it's really been taken off for us. So it's one of our other services.
Well, that's certainly a big addition, right?
Yeah, it is. And you know, on the audit side, if you get somebody a recovery, you'll save them $10, $15, $20, maybe higher if it's an express shipment. But on the contract negotiation side, you're talking about saving companies hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So,
but what about a company that ships, I don't know, let's say a half dozen things a week?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have people ask me that all the time. Is my company too small? And I say no, because, you know, if we get you back one recovery or two recovery, it'll help you. And, you know, it's not hard for us to do. So I always say nobody's too small. That's how we started. That's how we grew and got big, by servicing small companies, small to medium sized companies that nobody was knocking on their door. And we'll always stay true to that. No matter how big we get, it doesn't matter how many shipments you have, we'll watch them for you.
Hey, Mark said you were a good salesman.
Oh. Well, you know, I always say, you know, people have told me that my whole life, that I was a good salesman. But this is my sell, because it's the perfect sell, because it's performance-based. I just love it. I love everything about it. You know, I'm not asking anybody to write me a check, to do anything. If we get you a refund,
right,
we charge you a percentage.
Is TARS all over the Midwest? Where are you?
Everywhere? We are all over the country, actually. We have clients all over the country. We formed some strategic partnerships with other companies that wanted to offer our services, and now we have clients in every single state. So we are all over. It doesn't matter where you are. I just had a question if somebody asked if we could handle an international client, and we cannot handle any international clients. It's domestic. But
are you getting into some of the big boys?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's surprising. As we've been growing and referrals and things of that nature, we have gotten into much, much bigger accounts. And, you know, it's been a really wonderful thing. It's been a blessing. We feel fortunate, very fortunate.
So, Mark, if somebody's interested here in town, what should they do?
Well, my telephone number is 517-917-8050. TARS. We have the website www.tars-inc.com. The chamber, call a chamber, they can introduce us to us and go from there.
Yep, absolutely. Call 517-782-8221, and the chamber would be able to give out the information for any of our members.
First month free.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Johnny, thanks for coming down.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank
Appreciate
you. Thank
it.
You very
Good
much.
Job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Have a great day. Thanks, everybody.
Tim Booth. What is Tim's title at the Chamber?
Events Management and Legislative Affairs.
I knew that was it. What's going on?
Good morning, Greg. Welcome, friends. Good morning. If you're just joining us, we're live from the newly remodeled. Is this not magnificent job here? Thank you to the WeatherWax staff, Val, and the entire crew for opening it up for us. We're one of the first people to see this remodel. Firstly, let me thank all of today's sponsors for their support of the event and continued support of our chamber activities. Charles Schwab, United Way, Belltone Hearing Centers, Vito's Espresso, no X, Transportation Audit and Recovery Service. If you're just tuning in, you can visit WKHM.com for the audio archive and listen to the show in its entirety. Thanks for our chamber ambassadors, sponsored by Flagstar Bank, for their assistance with this morning's event. Today's ambassadors were Terry Langston and Molly Bolton. Thank you, folks. Let's welcome those businesses which have joined the chamber since we last spoke. including Michigan Valley Homes, Reinhardt Realtors, Epic Escapes, Stanley Consultants, InfoCircle, Caitlin Property Management, Larry's RV, JOD Real Estate, and Country Club Turf. Let's give them a round of applause and a warm welcome to the chamber. I want to touch on a few of the upcoming events that we're excited about here at the Chamber. They were mentioned earlier, but let me highlight tomorrow we've got a regional off the clock that's in Chelsea at the Chrysler dealership down there. October 3rd, renowned speaker Tony Rubileski will be here to share leadership trends to make a difference. October 4th, get involved with your government. We've got a legislative rise and shine at the Chamber, and we're going to feature county commissioners and county commission topics. And then probably the most significant day in the Chamber calendar is going to be October 17th. You probably heard earlier that we have JAXBO, the area's premier business-to-business show. But in addition to that, on that same day, we've got an economic luncheon featuring Industry 4.0 from University of Michigan. We've got a speed networking day event planned for that day and an after hour. So four events on October 17th, so that's shaping up to be a banner day. Lastly, thank you to all of the members in attendance this morning, including Henry Ford Allegiance Health, United Way of Jackson County and their guest Energizing Education, American One Credit Union, Charles Schwab, Compassionate Ministries, Diverse Staffing, Graphics 3, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, InfoCircle, Jackson County Prosecutor Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson Interfaith Shelter, the Cascades Humane Society, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, Northwest Community Schools, Transportation Audit and Recovery Services, Girl Scout, Heart of Michigan, Beltone Hearing Aid Center, Jackson Publishing Company, JOD Real Estate, Consumers Energy, Prolific Family Chiropractic, Christoph and Sons, and Jackson Radio Works. Thank you. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and we will see you back here, if not before, for another edition of Good Morning Greater Jackson on October 22nd. Thank you.
See ya.
This has been Good Morning Greater Jackson with Greg O'Connor and Mindy Bradishorta, brought to you by WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM and the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.